Hey everyone, this is Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek. Unfortunately, as you can hear, I'm not feeling too good this week, and so we're not going to have a regular scheduled show. What we do have for you is this week's Diner, and you've heard of us talk about it before. The Diner is our weekly show that we do exclusively for Patreon, so you get a week of that. Every day you're going to get new content. Just like today. Today is Manic Monday. We kind of just talk about things and have a good time with it. So I do apologize that we don't have a regularly scheduled show, but I hope that this makes up for it just a little bit. And if you have something to say, if you have comments or concerns or anything, please join the Discord. You can always hit us up there if you have any questions. And enjoy the week of content, and thanks, as always, for being a listener. Everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So, guys.
Hi.
How has it been in your worlds? Because it's been a week since kind of the fear of the coronavirus has hit the shores of the U.S. So far we have San Francisco declared a state of emergency, and which is not like a natural disaster, you know, and it's not something that they declared it out of caution, but it seemed to send everybody in a panic mode, and At least in my world, you know, because I work in a retail store, so I see a different viewpoint, which is our store was wiped out of a lot of different products for, you know, because people... Here's one example. A guy came in and he bought $3,000 worth of meat.
Wow.
And he asked why, and he said, coronavirus, I'm freezing it all, so I have supplies. Toilet paper wiped out. Tissue paper gone. Cleaning products gone. All of our frozen items were wiped out. Like, they offered, you know, my wife works at the corporate office.
Oh.
And they offered everybody a ton of overtime because they can't get trucks fast enough.
Wow. I mean, I guess that helps boost the economy, even though we're having everything fall right now.
Well, that's the other part is, you know, the economy is suffering and the commander in orange is suggesting the way to fix the coronavirus is just giving tax breaks and stuff.
Yeah,
but
praying the gay away.
Yeah. But I was wondering...
You don't have coronavirus anymore.
I was wondering if, like, you guys have seen people start freaking out kind of like I have, or if it's just like, yeah, business as usual.
Not so much here in the Midwest. I mean, you guys live near each other, so I'm assuming you'd see at least similar stuff, but... Here in the Midwest, no one's really freaking out other than people who probably listen to Alex Jones or something like that. You know, like real, real scare, I don't know, man, real fear-mongering people.
Yeah, I haven't seen shit.
Yeah, like our Hy-Vee and everything, like our grocery stores are fine. They just, you know, it's the usual when there's a storm, then people lose their mind. But other than that, like, we haven't really seen anything. I was at one of Debbie's Derby games last night, and there was... like I mean, I think there was like one person wearing a mask there, but I think they were legitimately sick, so they just didn't want to spread it. So I haven't seen, like, you know, anything in widespread as people walking in public all just wearing masks or quarantining themselves at all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I don't know if I can jump on board with the Alex Jones comment, just because of the fact that it's not just his base or whoever is, it's every media outlet that's kind of, you know, giving everyone this fear, because everyone's
right,
reporting
right
on it, and even local channels, you know.
Yeah, I usually just chalk it up to the Alex Jones crowd. You're right. I take that back, because usually they're the ones that are always fearing something.
Hillary's a lizard alien, and she's gonna show up and take your cereal, you know, and shit like that. So I picture somebody going to Costco and going, "I need a lot of cereal. Hillary's coming."
Hillary's coming.
You know, yeah. And it's shit like that. So yeah, you're right. The media is making a big deal about it, but it kind of is a big deal.
Right, and I'm not saying that there isn't a need to worry, but not at this point.
Not at this level and not at this point. And the thing is, we could see that we're fucking ourselves here when the president of the United States just puts his vice president, who doesn't believe in science, as the head of the committee. And then you're like, oh, well, let's go talk to the CDC. Oh, wait, we fired our pandemic team 2 years ago and never filled the spots. Oops. Hey, can we put a fucking LinkedIn out, boys? So, yeah, that's the part where I legitimately get scared because of how horribly this is being handled right now. And once again, you have a 70-plus-year-old, like, everyone, the scientists, people who have been spending their whole lives studying viruses and studying this type of thing are giving him like suggestions, and he's just like, nah, it's a hoax. You know, it's the most dismissive thing ever, and it's someone who isn't even educated in that field making a quote educated decision for his country, and it's just fucking stupid. So sorry to get political there, but I mean, that's, it's, I don't know.
No, man, I'm with you. It's a little silly, especially.
Would you hire a clown to fix the John?
I mean, it depends. Does the clown come with certifications for plumbing as well?
Can make up a loon animal.
Is this the clown's side gig? Like, is he a clown because he wants to make money on the side and he's a happy guy, but normally he's a plumber? I mean, sure.
No, he's never even the only pipes he's messed with.
There's so many questions left unsaid or unanswered from you about this clown. I just need to know. What's his background story?
Let's check his LinkedIn.
So,
let's see. Former CDC pandemic expert.
But, yeah. Not only that, but then you go on live TV and you say shit like, oh yeah, the first person got really sick. The first person died, and it was a guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like, yeah,
it was a man, but
it was a man, but he fucks it up, and he's like, she was a great person.
Get the fuck out of here. And then they like double down on it because, you know, they can't ever be wrong. And they're like, no, it was a woman, and then you've got like fucking the Washington State being like, no, it was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, transitioning. No, it's really, yeah, it's, once again, waking up every morning, it's like fucking Picard going to the deck and going, damage report!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and from what I've read, I'm assuming this is still true, because, you know, there seems to be a bunch of misinformation. Not necessarily, like, intentional misinformation, just, you know how it is. No one has their fucking facts straight.
Right.
And but from what I've read, he was like a 56-year-old man, and he had underlying health issues already. Mm-hmm. So this was just like one of those, like, I don't know. It's kind of like with the flu, where like a lot of people get the flu every year, but those that you know, it always seems to affect the elderly more, mm-hmm. and especially elderly people with underlying health concerns. It was like right. that. Yeah, that's all something
like
that
adding on, piling, mm-hmm. piling on.
The yep. My my wife listens to a ton of podcasts all throughout the day, and she was listening to one that actually was giving, you know, facts about the coronavirus and shit like that. And she said that most kids don't get it because of the fact that their immune systems, they've been exposed to so much that they just don't pick it up. And most of the people dying in China are old men who already have respiratory issues from smoking. And that can't, because all it is it's, I mean, it's a form of, you know, it's a virus like SARS. They just haven't named it. And SARS is a coronavirus as well. Yeah, they've, you know, the studies that they've done, it's just people who can't, because it gives you pneumonia, and if you can't fight pneumonia, then you end up dying. So,
yeah.
So that's the kind of information where, you know, people are very uneducated on stuff, where they're just running around with their hands up. Like, if you look on the back of the wipes and the sprays and shit that you buy, it says protects against coronavirus, you know, kills coronavirus. And we actually had a lady start freaking out, and they were like, this is a fucking conspiracy. The coronavirus, it just happened. It just came out. How the fuck is it already on my cleaning products? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, bitch, you don't, are you serious right now?
Are you serious?
So it's yep.
that kind of craziness.
Oh, I know you're not on Facebook anymore there, Jer. Smart move, by the way. But Facebook finally started fucking implementing the fake news check. So if an article is posted, they'll have some kind of algorithm that will verify whether it's fake or not. So if it is fake, they'll be one of those, like, you know, and they have like a graphic photo, and it says click this button to uncover. Mm-hmm. It says right on there, it covers the article and says this may be false information. Do you want to go and check it out anyway? And then so people, like, can't just shitpost, like, fucking random ass, like, here, this is real news. Bowling is back. What website?
Excuse
Bowling me? Bowling is back 2019.
Excuse me? How dare you? You flipped on me, man.
No, I still love bowling. I was just using that as an example.
Yeah, but now you're adding fuel to Doug's fire.
No, but Doug knows bowling's back. Doug
bowling's not back.
You see that clip that Jer sent the other day? Bowling is fucking back.
Yeah.
I
see line like that.
Oh, who do you think you are? I am. Did you watch the clip that I sent? The Documentary Now episode clip?
No, I was at work and I forgot to watch it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, after we record, you need to watch it. It's so fucking funny. It's a Documentary Now is a show on IFC. And it's done by like Seth Meyer and Bill Hader and fucking what's his name, dude from Portlandia. Will? No. I don't say Will. What's his fucking name?
Will?
Will Arnett? Not Will Arnett.
Oh fuck! Why can't I ever? Mm-hmm. Fred Amundsen.
Yes. Yeah. So they're like the producers of it. And so they do these little spoofs of documentaries, and they do one on bowling, and that guy. Of that dude, and it's
Billy
so
made MC.
Yes, it's so fucking. There's in the clip. If you watch the clip, there's a whole part where he does like that whole like. He doesn't say who do you think you are, I am, but he's just like, he's like, where do you think you are? Here, me, now, right now. Like, this is it. What's it? Fuck it. Like, just like going off and suck my nut. No, suck my sack. That's what he says. Suck my sack.
It reminds me of when Ernie in Kingpin, when Ernie McCracken wins, and he does the same thing, except his hair is like halfway parted.
Yeah.
But he did the same thing where he just lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, that episode has Bobby Monahan and Dexter. What's that motherfucker's name?
Michael C. Hall, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So fucking funny. Gotta
see,
love
bowling's back. We're already talking about it in the diner, see?
Mm-hmm. Every day, like, there's somehow it interweaves into what we're doing. I just love it. So, anyways, anything else going on before we get out of here? I know we talked to coronavirus. It's kind of a hot topic, so I don't know.
Just be careful out there, folks.
Well, yeah, and also, I mean, I saw something that said, like, the mortality rate of, like, people our age from, like, literally anybody under the age of, like, 50 is, like, 0.4. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you get it, it's just like the flu. It's just going to suck. And hopefully your body will fight it off and whatever. And yeah. They're saying we're a year away from a cure. But
yeah. The, I would, point out that the flu, you know, this virus, I mean, while it's killing people and that sucks, this virus has killed close to 3,000. The flu has killed double to triple that this year alone. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah,
there's been a lot of different, like, strains this year, too, so far. People trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some, at work, I got some guys who are conspiracy theorists who believe that China released this to control its people and to get them from protesting. So I was like, I mean, sure, maybe, but at the same time, no, I don't, they would lose. China's like shut down all the businesses. There's no exports happening right now. Everybody is. You know, the economy is going to shit. I don't see how China would want that to happen. So, anyways, tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. And we're doing Top 5 movies that we want to see remakes and or sequels to that deserve it. And until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.